95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, man, how the hell are you?
I am good. You?
Yeah, you know, fair to Midland.
Fair to Midland. And the cash cow starting today.
Yeah, that's right. That cow is loaded with cash. You really jump it in a parking lot.
It is a fat cow.
Yeah.
So we'll give you a chance to get in on $2,000.
Yeah, we'll give you the text word for the hour here pretty soon. Like 20 or 20-ish after the hour, something like that. Somewhere around there, whenever we get around to it.
And you might win $2,000.
Yeah, man, that's nice.
To Kayla West today.
Hey, yes, please.
St. Patrick's Day disasters.
Ah.
Instead of St. Patrick's Day. I mean, I did steal my car.
You what?
I didn't steal the car. A valet gave me the wrong car.
On St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
You Grand Theft Auto'd on Patty's Day.
I gave the valet a ticket, and the valet said, here's your car, sir.
They're just handing out random cars?
Yeah. And I got in.
This one seems nice. Take that.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you didn't know the story. I'll tell you. Sure.
No, I don't know the
story.
Yeah,
that happened.
Did you stop by the kitchen for the free green beer on tap?
No.
Mmm, delicious.
How was I supposed to know about that?
And I think drank it all already pretty much.
That's
pretty much
some nonsense.
I was just sort of going underneath the tap.
That is some nonsense. Plus, people are dumb coming up this hour.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got your one day one park pass Disneyland tickets coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
This hour as well.
Got so much stuff for you to win. It's insane.
95.5 KLOS.
Epiphany. That is Mammoth. That is a.k.a. Wolfgang Van Halen. You know, it was his birthday yesterday. Kevin, did you get him anything nice?
I did.
What'd you get him?
I did. I got him some flowers.
Oh, that's nice.
And I poured honey over him.
He loves that.
I'm not sure what.
It's an epiphany on
I'm not
KLOS.
Sure why I did that. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Right back at you, man.
Do you know how St. Patrick's Day got started?
I do not.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It got started in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
Several years ago.
Sure, okay.
Here is the beginning of the newscast.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun is taking up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community.
And also kills the cat.
Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
I don't want to say it's old.
Camcorders?
I don't want to say this report's old, but
wow.
Camcorders.
Camcorders.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in a tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yay!
That's kind of a leading question,
yeah,
don't you
it really
think?
Is,
Who
honey.
Else say yeah, everybody?
No, I don't see any damn leprechauns.
They're all very excited about it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Here's the weird thing.
Uh-huh.
It only comes out at night.
Sure.
And oddly,
uh-huh,
when you shine a flashlight on it, it goes away.
So it's kind of a horror film sort of thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or it's just
nonsense.
A random nonsense.
That can't be.
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
Isn't that the end of the story?
Yes.
There you go. All right. Well,
oh, cool.
Sure thought that was a leprechaun.
Non-existent leprechaun is over there here in Mobile, Alabama.
But this next guy has a theory. It's not just that. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's a shadow. Yes.
Okay. Like the Virgin Mary on a tree.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But also it's the shadow from a live leprechaun on another branch.
Oh, well, that makes sense, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for understanding.
This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
I'm just, for some reason, picturing the drawing having a very large member. Did it?
Very large member?
Inappropriately.
No,
massive.
It says.
No, good. I'm
it
glad.
It says amateur sketch, but it's
oh my god,
it's like a kindergarten sketch.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty
he wasn't
strong.
Paying any attention when he drew it.
So here's what the guy thinks.
Wow,
my theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
From the other limb. So there is a leprechaun.
Uh-huh.
It's just not on the limb you're looking at.
Sure.
So the shadow is coming from an actual leprechaun, which I never would have thought.
No, no, no. Well, he's got to protect his pot of gold.
Right.
Excuse me, his pot o' gold.
Now, not everybody agrees with him.
Well, he can go to hell.
This woman has a different interpretation.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Right? I mean, it could be a crackhead.
Absolutely.
You can't argue with that.
No, it's a good possibility.
Now, there's another man that's standing there, and this is the next day in the report.
Uh-huh.
And he's comforting people as they drive past. He's going, don't worry about it. I got you.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm your safety officer.
All right.
Let me tell you how I'm equipped to handle this leprechaun.
Don't be afraid, man.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wards off spells right here.
All right, hold up.
Wards off spells?
Wards off spells. Now, so I was just thinking to myself, how do you get prepared to meet a leprechaun? What?
I've never been afraid of encountering a spell.
Same. That would not have come to my mind.
I'd be like ready to drink some beer and try and understand the Lucky Charms kind of talk and look for a pot of gold.
No, he's wearing like a, it looks like a bulletproof vest that's to ward off.
It's a violent leprechaun.
It may, you don't know. It may be, but also he has a musical instrument.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm.
This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish.
Thousands of years ago?
And the flute is like a piece of PVC pipe. It's just with like one hole in it.
Like H.R. Puffin
this
stuff.
This has been
quality.
Passed around for since my great-great-grandfather, who was
used to make these plastic things.
Irish.
And we all go down that
road. And then, finally, this guy only has one thing on his mind.
I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
Now, see, the tree itself has actually probably been there for actually thousands of
years.
Yes. It's like an amazing
tree.
He's
going to uproot it because he wants to know where the gold is and he wants the gold. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is where St. Patrick's Day came from.
Hey, by the way,
a lot of people don't know that.
Speaking of gold... Mm-hmm. This has been happening a lot today.
Oh, that's a sexy cow.
It is. It's a hot cow.
Oh, hot.
Morley sounds so angry at
that. Hot. The KLOS cash cow has arrived.
Delicious.
Text the word Rams to 68683. Rams to 68683 for your shot at winning $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates reply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s
or
until 10 p.m.
Yeah, nice. Good luck. 95.5
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have People Are Dumb coming up in a few minutes.
People Are Dumb.
And then St. Patrick's Day Disaster is coming up in the 4 o'clock
hour. Sweet.
So I'm sure that there are a lot of those. As yesterday, we tried to find one person who was sober and woke up in the wrong house. We tried for the entire 5 o'clock hour, and we found one.
Very last minute, one punched through. He had just gotten the wrong address, and him and his family parked themselves in an Airbnb that wasn't an Airbnb.
Right.
Someone's
and
house.
People would call and go, and we would say, were you drunk or high? And they would go, yeah, I was drunk or high.
So, well, I got into a car once. No, we're not looking for that. Looking for a house.
Although we may be. As we talk about St. Patrick's Day coming up at 4 o'clock. First, I try to find an interesting, unique, and uplifting story about Ukraine.
That's not an easy task.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yes, because of the fighting that Russia has caused, there are a lot of children in Ukraine whose cancer treatment has been interrupted.
Oh, wow. Putin just sucks more every day.
It's difficult enough to learn that your child has cancer. It's unimaginable to have to flee your home with your sick child away from vital support networks and everything that is familiar.
Because this ass wipe just
wants imagine?
Another little chunk of land and some more money in his coffers. What a piece of crap.
A bunch of them are being flown to Montreal's Children's Hospital.
Wow.
And Montreal's Children's Hospital is going to continue their treatment.
Wow.
And so they're asking for donations. And there's a former hockey player from the Montreal Canadiens named P.K. Subban, who now plays in the United States. I think he plays for New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But he played in Montreal for a long time, and he was the ambassador for the Montreal Children's Hospital, this place that's looking for money.
Right, right.
So even though he's playing in New Jersey, he says up to $100,000.
Wow.
If you donate to the Montreal Children's Hospital to help these kids, I'll match it.
Wow, sweet. Wow, that's amazing.
So for the first $100,000 raised, it will be $200,000.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that something? The guy doesn't even play for Montreal anymore.
That's amazing. That's
but
still doing the right thing.
He takes that, it's a very serious thing.
Sure. I'm wondering if St. Jude has heard about this.
St. Jude is doing a lot of work on that. I got an email on that yesterday.
Good.
As one of the supporters.
Yeah.
Because they do share their technology with everybody.
Right.
And their answers and their treatments and everything else that they have.
Right.
And they're helping a lot with these exact same thing.
That's fantastic.
Which is stepping in and helping kids who really need help. And this is the same thing with this children's hospital. I wouldn't be surprised if they were somewhat connected. I don't know that for sure, but
right.
they are talking about taking care of room and board and food and treatment and everything.
For people who had to run for their lives with their sick kids from Ukraine and go all the way to Canada just to be able to make sure that their kid continues the treatment they need so desperately.
Yes.
Because of Putin.
Yep.
Piece of garbage, that guy.
So Montreal Children's Hospital wants your help, and PK Subban will match your donation.
Very cool. Did you post that on your...
I did not, but I will.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Isn't that the song that Ginger on Gilligan's Island used to sing? I want to be loved, but by no one but you.
I don't recognize that at all.
Am I hallucinating? Possibly?
What you're saying is nonsense to me. At 3:50
or thereabouts,
we do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Yeah.
So Raul, a frequent contributor to this show.
We love Raul.
Sent me a, what's the name of the game show?
Wow, which one? There's a couple.
Vanna White?
Oh,
Turns Over
yes,
Letters?
Yes, yes, yes. Wheel of Fortune.
It'd be
Wheel
so much better.
Of Fortune.
The host of People Are Dumb can't remember Wheel of Fortune. What a surprise. So basically, it's renting a pedal boat. Right?
Renting a pedal boat.
That's this word.
Yes. Okay. Right.
So you're going to start playing it, and you're going to hear them playing and guessing.
Oh, no.
So go ahead.
There is an O, yeah. Anything else?
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Renting a paddle boat.
Okay,
no, that is
so.
Not correct.
Renting a paddle, you don't know yet, but BOA she just got. So she knows it's boat.
Right.
So then the next guy comes up.
Sean, it's your turn.
Spins, get some money.
500. T. Yes, two T's.
Renting a boat. Right.
Like to buy an E? Mm-hmm. There are two E's.
All right, now at this point...
And no more vowels.
At this point, we have... Hold on, before he solves.
Okay.
At this point, we have R space, N-T-I-N-G.
Right.
A... blank blank DA boat.
Okay. Okay.
So this is him trying to solve.
Okay.
Go ahead. Like solve, yeah. Renting a paddle boat.
No. That's what she just said.
No, that's not
that's right. not it, it turns out. That's not the right answer.
No. Even though but didn't she just say renting a paddle boat?
Yes.
And then he would guess the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Now continue.
Okay.
Michelle, you have $3,000. You can spin again, but you don't have to.
Now again, hold on. Now again, there's one letter missing.
Right.
You have all of renting. You have A. You have P-E-D-A. Boat. Right. You have all of it except for the L.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead.
600. What letter do you want?
M.
No.
M? What?
M? Where's that going to go?
Where's the M going to go? Pet him? That makes
crystal.
Go ahead.
I have to spin.
All right, spinning. There's only one letter missing.
900.
W?
It's not a W.
How would that? What word would that be?
What are you people doing? All of renting a pedal. Everything except for the L is filled in. All of it. Renting a
pedal boat. Pedal boat. But maybe she's French.
Why would she think that?
W. Okay. Pedois.
No. Sean, what do you want to solve?
Okay, now hold on. He's going to solve.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Renting a pedal boat.
Yeah.
Pedal.
Yes. He had P-E-D-A and said paddle. He put an A instead of the E, which was on the board. The E was on the board.
Already there.
Now, listen, I don't play these game shows because I'm dumb.
But you could have won some cash.
I could have gotten pedal boat because there's an E on the board. Oh, my God.
How rough must it be for him to host that show with all those
right?
really
go, come
stupid
on.
Answers?
You already guessed the E.
And
why
you already
are you
said
saying
renting
paddle?
A pedal boat. They already said it, and it was wrong.
I love it so much.
People are dumb. You're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Be quiet, the song is on!
Well, why don't you tell me that you're turning on the microphone?
Hey, be quiet, the song is still on!
How dare you?
I had a lot of green beer already today, I guess.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. There's green beer here, and I didn't know about it.
Yeah,
did you not know about
it? It's on tap. Did you know it's in the kitchen? It was on tap. I don't know. I think Marcy drank most of it.
I went in the kitchen. I seen any beer.
Oh, yeah. It was a huge...
I'll be back. Stu and I are going to go check the kitchen for some beer. There was a whole keg?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Marcy...
If the beer's gone, where's the whiskey?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's a great question. Right, it's a good follow-up.
Exactly, yeah.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to have some delivered.
Yeah, she was sort of underneath the tap going, glug, 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 glug.
Of course.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, really.
Of course it was. All right, let's talk about St. Patrick's Day. Days where you're supposed to go get drunk.
Yeah, that's for amateurs.
It's for amateurs,
right.
Which amongst one I was for a long time. And B...
That's weird.
Things can go wrong.
Oh.
Things can go wrong so much more than a normal day.
Boy, howdy.
So I've told this story before, and I'll try and keep it short. Doing a remote broadcast from a bar.
A bar, sure, okay.
Mm-hmm. For St. Patrick's Day.
All right, so everything was quiet, peaceful mm-hmm. day.
Sure, a lot of drinking going on.
Yeah.
Finished the show, stuck around, ate, made sure that I was sober and ready to drive.
Okay.
I'm good.
So you're there for several days.
I was there for
so
a long
time.
I was not that wasted, no. I drank at like 5:15 a.m. Which is a weird time
it's
to drink.
It's very strange. Yeah, morning shows are very strange.
Yes. So it was about noon,
okay.
And I walk out,
right.
And I give the valet my ticket.
Okay.
And I bought a new car the day before.
It was a new car!
It was a black BMW 3 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brand new. I bought it the day before. So I give the guy the little tag, and he brings up the car and gives it to me.
Right. And it's a black BMW.
Yeah, and I get it and drive away.
Right.
And as I'm driving, I think, well, the seat's...
Who screwed up the seat? Why the valet had to move the seat?
Those sons of bitches took my car for a drive.
Oh.
Because it's new.
So immediately you went to that.
Yes.
Because it's so bitchin'.
Why is there a women's hairbrush?
Oh.
My God.
How far had you gotten?
This is not my car.
How far were you from the bar?
I was probably half a mile.
Well, that's not terrible.
Yeah,
you're all driving around in someone's car. It's Grand Theft Auto.
Immediately, the hair on the back of your neck stands up, and you start freaking out. And you go, oh, my God, I'm in someone else's car. I'm in someone else's car. What do I do? I'm in someone else's car.
It's St. Patty's Day.
So I flip a U-ey, and I go back on Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
And I think to myself, okay, I'm going to have to sneak back into the bar because I've been there all day sort of being, hey, everybody, I'm Kevin. Now I want to army crawl under the car to make sure.
That guy from the radio took my car.
No one sees me. So funny you would say that. So I get into the left turn lane to pull back into the bar, and the traffic coming the opposite way has stopped.
Okay.
So I can't
go
anywhere. I'm just sitting in the wrong car in the middle of the street.
Typical, right? Yeah.
And I hear somebody yell, that's my car! And I still couldn't turn.
Right.
So I got out of the car in the middle of the street, and I said, hey, what? It'd be a lot quicker if
because
the traffic's not moving.
Right.
It'd be a lot quicker if you just walked across and took your car.
So did you see him? I mean, you saw the guy pointing
the guy,
at you?
Yes.
And
then I got out of the car, and then the guy came over and got in his car and drove away. I'm like, I'm sorry, the valet gave it to me, man. And then
but now
realized,
you don't have a ticket anymore.
And then
to get
I realized, oh, it's dark. This one's super dark green. It turns out.
Well, green. It was St. Patty's Day.
It turns out it's not.
Not the color you
black.
Had even purchased.
So. Is that my fault or is that the valet's fault?
Let's go with that valet's
Thank
fault.
You. That's
yeah,
what I'd
what
like
a
to say.
Dickweed.
All right. So St. Patrick's Day disasters.
Okay.
Also, we had 818-955 KLOS. Also, we had an employee, a friend of mine, who woke up in a bush.
Woke up in a what?
In a bush.
In a bush.
On March 18th. In the morning.
So 20 years ago or so tomorrow.
In a bush.
In a bush. No
because way. This person had celebrated a lot.
Male or female?
Male.
Okay. Does he have a name that has something to do with beer by any chance?
No, but his last half of his nickname is Mug.
Oh.
So he wakes up the next morning when the sun hits his face. And then calls and goes...
Under a bush.
Oh, in a bush. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just woke... It was like 8:30. I just woke up. I don't know what I'm doing. So St. Patrick's Day disasters...
That's beautiful.
...tend to happen, especially on drinking holidays.
Oh, yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Could be a crackhead. You got hold to the wrong stuff.
That's a fact.
Right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about St. Patrick's Day disasters. You have a story like that?
Yeah, so it was St. Patrick's Day in 1993, and this is why I don't go out on St. Patrick's Day anymore.
Right.
Me and my buddy were at a place called Geezer's over in Santa Fe Springs, and we were getting wasted. And I was already kind of stumbling around, and we sit down at a table with a couple of girls, and he's doing the talking because I wasn't worth a crap at that point, right? And the girls say, well, we're married. And my friend says, well, what are two married girls doing in a place like this? And me, I guess, was sitting out loud, I go, because they're f***ing smuts. And
is a beautiful sentiment.
So one of them douches me with their beer, and then the next thing I know, we're in my IROC, and he's taken out of there. He gets out on Telegraph Road, does a couple of 360s out on Telegraph. About 10 minutes later, we're in Pico Rivera, and we were speeding, and the cops saw us, so they flipped around. We ducked into a neighborhood and thought we were turned off the lights and thought we were good. 10 minutes later, there's 10 cops around us. Woo! Got us out.
Oops.
Thought we were on drugs.
Well, on St. Patty's Day, they're coming bringing out reinforcements for you.
So finally, they said, okay, you got two choices. We could take you to jail and tow the car, or you could walk and we'll take the car. They let us get our jackets and they towed the car, and the car's getting towed past us as we're walking to my mom's house. On the way to the mom's house, there's a Chuck E. Cheese, and this is 2 in the morning by then. For some reason, we yanked on the door of the Chuck E. Cheese. The place is closed, and the door opened. And either one of us were working. We were thinking about going in there and robbing the place, and we said, no, the same cops that just had us will probably be the ones that come. So we just went home, and my mom and sister were waiting. We told them the whole story, and they're like, you guys are sick.
That is a tale. That is an epic tale.
And you said, no more St. Patrick's Days for me. I'm out.
That's wise.
I'm going home tonight, watching March Madness, having some Bud Light seltzers, and eating some burgers. That's
it for me. Well, Chuck E. Cheese, thanks you.
I bet they do.
Sounds
right
like a plan.
Man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
St. Patrick's Day disaster. We're talking about St. Patrick's Day disasters. You have one?
This was years ago.
Yep.
So we went out bar hopping here and there. Next thing you know, I'm waking up, and I'm like, why is it so dark in here? And I'm like, wow, it's pitch black. But something woke me up because the whole room shook. And I'm like, oh, man, it must be an earthquake. So I got up, and I hit my head, and it wasn't an earthquake. They were picking up the trash. I was inside a dumpster. I don't know how I ended up in there.
You were inside a dumpster. Wow.
I was in the trash can. And I kind of pushed the lid back, and the guy in the trash can looks at me like, what the hell? And I just climbed out, and I went home.
I mean, you're just kind of lucky the machine didn't pick you up and dump you into the trash thing and crush you, right?
You know what? I say the same thing. I
Damn.
Say, hey, I got lucky.
Wow.
Wow.
You got way lucky.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
St. Patty's Day disasters.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I've got a St. Patty's disaster story.
Yes, please. What happened?
Let's see. I was homeless, living in my truck up Waterman Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably the first St. Patty's Day that I had never drank.
Right.
I had no license plate, no registration, no insurance. And a girlfriend called from Redlands and asked me to come pick her up. So against my better judgment, I went and picked her up.
Mm-hmm.
One block away, we ran into a checkpoint.
Ah.
Lost my truck, lost it all, and I was living out of it. But that's where I got set up to go to UCLA to do a meth research study, and I've been well ever since.
Oh, nice. Wow, really? That's crazy.
How did that turn around so fast?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a real disaster.
No, it started off that way.
It's a disaster at the beginning, but then it made a hard turn to the good.
Nice. Nice. That's awesome, man.
That's good to hear. Thank you for calling.
Dude. Yeah. Right on, man.
Okay, man.
95.5. Hey, LOA.
Thank you for jumping in.
It's Southern California Rock Station.
I have my headphones on.
They were done, the sisters?
You know, I'm really just destroyed because of the time change. That's my problem.
Shut your face.
I'm really having a hard time
because... pie hole.
I'm very, very distraught about the time change.
Excuse for you to be tired because you're always out partying all the time.
This is the conversation that we had while you were listening to that last song. And that is, and this is Kevin, I think most people blame the time change. Blame a lot on the time change.
Like being not...
Oh, I don't feel well.
Right.
Well, would you have felt well anyway? Maybe not. Okay, well then maybe it's not the time change.
Right.
I think in my opinion, mm-hmm. which no one else shares.
Yeah, it's a pretty unusual opinion, actually.
It's an opinion that I don't think anyone has ever agreed with me on.
And it's very strange because you did mornings forever. You would think that the time change when you lose that hour of sleep would really affect you.
It might have if I allowed it to slow down. No, I think it's one of those things where it's...
Yoda, you are!
It's... So you hate me? It's as much a thing as you let it be.
Right, I want to believe you. I want to grab onto that mental control and power.
Because I feel fine today.
But I can't. Like, I know at 7 a.m. now that it's really 6 a.m., or it would have been last week, 6 a.m.
Right, but you could do that to yourself at the top of every hour, or you could just say, it's 7 a.m. now.
But I can't do that. I don't have that kind of personal strength.
Of course you do. Anyone does.
No, your pal Jimmy Kimmel says, as you said, that it really...
He has complained in the past about having a very difficult time with the time change.
Yeah, and it's 4 days in, and I'm still kind of like,
It's not from the time change, dude. It's because you smoke weed every day.
No, I've done that for years.
It's because you didn't get enough sleep. You didn't rest well.
I never do.
You just have something to blame it on now.
I think it's just like the dog. Like, the dog knows that she goes out at 6 o'clock or whatever. And now we're trying to take her out at 5 o'clock. And she's like, I don't need to pee. I'm going to sit here and not pee. Why are you pretending it's time to go out? It's not.
Cesar Millan would be very disappointed in you.
Like, but I think just like the dog, my internal clock is so damn good.
I can't be the only one that feels this way.
No, that's a good question.
But it's just a good excuse to when you feel crappy.
Right.
I mean, it must be the time change because, we lost an hour.
I'll say this, that if it really did any good, like if it was something that was really helping the economy in America in general,
right.
I'd be on board with it. I'd be like, all right, it's a suck week because it does. It makes me tired and I won't get up
an hour earlier.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
A couple of weeks.
Takes me a couple of weeks to get into the groove.
See, now I would posit, mm-hmm. if you will, that next time change, there'll be some more, even though they are voting on it in Congress.
Yeah, they're trying to make it stop finally.
Next time change, if you were to go into it wholeheartedly deciding that it was not going to affect you, it wouldn't affect you.
I have to say I admire that you apparently are able to do that with your brain. I can't do that with my brain. I can't fool my brain.
Your brain's smarter. You need to
thinking.
You need to dumb it up. You need to dumb it down to my level, and then you can go, oh, no, of course.
I'm trying to say that I think it's pretty admirable that you can control your brain that way.
But I'm saying I think everyone can. Am I the only one that thinks this?
Does anyone else not?
818-955-KLOS.
It's not so much that, you have a problem with it, but can you control that problem?
Does it destroy your week or two?
Yeah.
Does it take you that long to get over the time change?
Yeah. And how do you feel about the fact that they might finally make it stop?
Well, I assume if it stops, everyone would be fine because then it won't be changed. I think it's just the change. What happens to you when it's an hour early?
I love that because I feel it. I actually feel really good for a couple weeks because if I can sneak in, I work too many hours now. You're supposed to be in radio. You're supposed to be really lazy and not work very much. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but for some reason, I've got roped into a whole bunch of crap.
Yeah, you're doing other stuff.
Yeah, sure. And it's like, now I need that extra hour. I need every hour. So when I get an additional hour, which we do in October,
that makes a difference
for
24 hours. Because
like
that day is 25.
Like 2 weeks, I'm like, woo!
I'm saying 2 weeks,
I know.
You're fooling yourself the other way. Hey, this is great.
Yeah.
For
I don't think I'm fooling it. I don't feel it.
I just
feel it.
I don't think so. All right, listen, am I the only one?
Yeah, curious.
Does it affect you? Does it not affect you?
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
It is 4:14 in the City of Angels.
It's 5:14.
No, it's 4:14. We're pretending
right now it's
5:15. No, it isn't.
And we're not pretending it is 5.
No, it isn't.
That is exactly what time it is. We're talking about the time change and does it destroy you? Sluggo Says it takes him about 2 weeks.
Yeah, to catch that hour back.
Sluggo's a pussy.
I know. I like it when it when we get that extra hour. I'm very happy with that.
Of course.
But when we lose the hour, I'm a
mess. Oh, it's a disaster.
Yeah, I can't do my work, and I'm more likely to rob a bank and be pissed off.
All right, let's talk about the time change. And does it kill you? KLOS, hello.
The time change in November is the one that gets me.
Yeah.
That makes you bad?
Me feel like a bear.
Really?
Yeah, I want to sleep all the time. Yeah. Yes, and I hate it.
Huh, that's interesting.
So when you get an extra hour, you hate it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Right. Huh. And what I wanted to say is, Sluggo, is that when you get that extra hour in November, you banked it in May or in March. So technically, you never lost that hour.
There's no banking. You don't bank an hour.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I wish it worked that way, but it doesn't at all.
You're talking crazy.
Yeah.
If we would have talked to her before the time change, she would have made sense. KLOS, hello. Talking about the time change. Is it killing you?
Not so much, man. I mean, I work in construction, so I'm always up before the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I just think the time changes, like, what, a few minutes every day? If you're just not an idiot, you can figure it out.
Sluggo's an idiot.
Leaping ahead seems like a little harder to do than just going by minute by minute by minute. Suddenly it's a Doobie Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Nobody can change the time 5 minutes a week. But, dude, right. Why are we all on the freaking farmer's timetable?
Yeah,
anyway?
Yeah,
but that's not the point.
To hell with the farmers.
We're not debating the time change. I'm just saying the time change
doesn't make you tired. Yeah, does it really screw you?
I'm a farmer. Farmer too, just I don't farm food. Let's just say that. You know?
All right, so weed, I get you. All right. Can you hook us up? Oh,
yeah,
you
hung
up? Oh. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm with the guy that it's all in your head.
Yeah? Doesn't bother you at all.
You're with me, Kevin.
Woo!
Woo! Me and one other guy. We're number two.
Hey, it's all a mental thing, man, and society today is just a bunch of feeble, weak-minded individuals.
Right?
By social media, man.
I can call Jimmy Kimmel at home and tell him he's a feeble, weak-minded bastard.
I told him that a lot. He didn't seem to buy it for me either.
818-955-KLOS.
The time change is killing me.
Or is it?
We're really having a hard time because of this time change.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. Whew. I can't.
I can't even keep my eyes open. It's just
liar.
Driving me crazy. KLOS, hello.
Sluggo, Kevin. Kevin Sluggo.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey.
Yes.
Time is time, man.
Time is time. That's tough to argue with.
Time has come today.
What does that mean, time is time?
Just roll with the flow, man.
So it's all in your head, then. If you're having 2 weeks of trouble, it's all in your head.
I mean, I drive a lot, and it doesn't affect me. I mean, you know.
I don't think it affects me either.
I think if I were driving like for a living, I don't think it would affect me. It's just that I'm so regulated, regimented in what I have to do, when I have to do it.
Yeah, you have to be disciplined with your time.
Yeah, which is annoying. But if I were out like driving, I think it'd be fine. You know, I don't really care.
There you go, Kevin.
Yeah.
I think you just need to drive, bud.
Yeah. Right. I'll do it.
Get out the
I'll
car
start driving.
Yep.
Right on, man.
If
thanks
you
for calling.
For an hour, every time there's a time change, you'll be good.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Cool.
Drive backwards in the spring. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Time change killing you?
Killing you? No. It's a construct. It's an illusion. Be Matthew McConaughey. I'm the
largest. All right. Be a lot cooler if I was.
I was expecting to get lambasted on these phones.
Yeah.
But I seem to be getting
Kevin's
support.
Winning.
This is
Yay.
Super weird.
That's nice.
Does not exist.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin, did you ride the short bus as a kid?
How dare you?
Exhausted. You bastard.
Oh my God, I'm so tired.
Why would you mock?
I can't even get
thusly.
I can't even get my eyes open because we had a time change.
Here's a security blanket. Hold on to that for you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I think that your nonsense show is probably the best thing that ever happened to radio.
Well, thanks, because it's not going to get any more sensible.
Thank
sure.
you.
Sensible.
How are you with the time change, dude?
I'm all right, man.
Doesn't bother you.
I'm in construction, so I just go with the flow.
All right, I got you.
You can smoke it. Thank you, man. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. We're exhausted, however. What?
Man, I love the time change because it gets closer to summertime, and which you get to see more booty on the beach.
I mean, that's valid.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
Well, the list is endless, I think.
I don't think people prioritize booty on the beach as much as you do, and I think you're right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, sir. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Time change is killing me.
It is.
Killing me.
Why?
Because I get involved in my work.
Right.
And I think it's 4 o'clock, and I look up, and it's 5 o'clock. It's time to go home.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. But hold on.
I'm constantly behind and constantly rushing.
Okay, but hold on. Let me just say this. That happens once.
For a few, and then takes a couple weeks.
And then it's 5 o'clock.
It's 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, it's not 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes about 2 weeks.
So you're a hard worker. You're someone whose every minute is accounted for through the day, right?
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Yeah, and I...
Shut up. Yeah.
I let my body tell me what's going on.
Yeah, baby.
And it's 4 o'clock, but it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And now I'm rushing home to make dinner. I got to rush to the store. Yep. I got to rush.
Yep. That happens one day, and then what happens?
It takes 2 weeks to catch up.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
You got it.
How
You're
is
right.
That, how is that the magical number?
$2. Oh, wait, that's
how
a
is
movie.
2 weeks the magical number? Why isn't it 3 weeks?
It just is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think that's how long it takes.
I agree. It's kind of weird. It's a fortnight before I'm back to normal.
It's a fortnight.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for your support.
KLOS, hello.
Can I get the cash cow?
Oh, you know, you just text the word Heidi to 68683 this hour. Text Heidi to 68683. All right, so time changes. Is it really screwing you up? 818-955-KLOS.
Or do you have some control over your mind?
Unlike me, I guess.
Have you ever thought that maybe I'm just right all the time?
You know, no.
That hasn't occurred to you?
No, it's a big revelation to me. Perhaps Kevin is actually always correct.
I mean, I don't know that that's a good
thing. The vast majority of callers agree that you should be able to just control it. Shouldn't be a big deal, daylight
savings. Time change.
Yeah.
Shouldn't take 2 weeks. Come on, don't be ridiculous. And yet, there are a lot of people a lot of my friends too.
Right.
Who die by that. They're just like, nope, I can't do it for 2 weeks at least.
Well, that's how I felt, but now I see the error of my ways, and I will begin to control my mind.
Kevin, you are whacked.
I don't think that's what we were saying.
Well, she doesn't agree with you, but everybody else does. Except for one very smart lady that we talked to. And God bless you, nice lady. You're wrong, apparently. Kevin is right.
You are wrong, sorry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A lot of child cancer patients in Ukraine are being transferred to Montreal Children's Hospital, and they're raising money to help those children, and professional NHL player P.K. Subban is going to match your donation up to $100,000.
Wow, dude, man, you
Which
rule.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Everything you've heard about St. Patrick's Day is wrong. Here is how it started. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
All right. Hold, please. Where is... Okay.
You checked your butt?
Latin,
maybe it's in your butt.
Cat,
I bet it's in your butt.
Oh, here.
Could be a crackhead that got home to the wrong stuff.
That's how it started.
And the
time change is nonsense.
Ah, no, man, it's ruining everyone's life.
And it doesn't affect you for 2 weeks.
Completely.
Or it does. We're sort of split on that one. We don't know.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty who knows exactly what time it is and isn't fooled by these silly games.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace
out.
I don't pay much attention to the whatever it is day. Today, however, is 7 great ways to know your customer.
And that's important.
Get to know your customers.
I think that's very important for all of us.
This is Customer Rick calling.
Hi, Customer Rick. Thank you for patronizing our radio station.
Yeah, thank you for shopping with us today.
No problem.
All right. How much money do you make a year?
Hi, this is Monique. I'm ready to be grilled.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes. A long time ago.
And was it...
Yes, follow-up questions, please.
What band are you most embarrassed about liking?
Nickelback!
What the f***? Okay, have you ever been arrested?
Oh, of course.
Let's see. Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Oh, probably me.
It's Steve.
Customer Steve.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I've been listening to KLOS since I was a teenager.
Good man.
Back when it was
good. There's a cow in here. Ooh, sexy, sexy cow.
Moolah.
What can it mean?
Moolah. Okay.
Oh, I see.
It's the KLOS Cash Cow. It has arrived. Text the word 2K.
The number two.
Letter K.
And the letter K.
2K for $2,000, which you might be able to win.
Gotcha.
2 and K. 2K today.
No today, though. To 68683, right?
Let me go back.
Where'd you get that?
Just 2K. Only 2 and K.
Right.
to 68683. And you could win $2,000 today.
Yeah.
Is where I got that.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, standard data message rates reply, and you have more shots to win every hour in the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck. Oh, hey.
Oh, my God, it's a cow. Ooh. There's a cow in here.
Dead sexy. What a sexy cow. It is time. The Kayla West Cast Cow has arrived. Text the word Heidi, H-E-I-D-I.
I know her.
To 68683.
Do what now?
Text Heidi to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Nice.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
It was on this day in rock in 1967 when the Jimi Hendrix Experience released Purple Haze as a single in the U.K., it was released here in the States on June 19th. U2 won 500 pounds on this day in rock in 1978 in a chance to audition for the CBS Ireland talent contest that was being held in Dublin. Van Halen's Jump hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1984.